Welcome back. It's Richard Zaleski. It is Politics Doesn't Have to Suck, But It Does, Season 2, Episode 51. And on this miserable, rainy Ohio day, we're going to discuss something that is going to ensure you success in your job. Now, how does that get you up and motivated to listen to today's podcast? We're going to discuss one of my favorite people ever, because he figured out humans in a way that few people have had an impact. And he came up with a very short but impactful way of telling people how to sell their product. Why not learn from one of the best design experts with one of the most impressive track records ever? Raymond Lowry. I apologize. I mispronounce this guy's name all the time. Raymond Lowy. L-O-E-W-Y. Just in case you want to Google him. Is often referred to as the father of industrial design. And his track record is beyond impressive. We'll go from he designed the Air Force One logo along with President Kennedy. He designed the infamous Coca-Cola bottle, the Shell Oil logo, the U.S. Postal Service logo. He designed that ubiquitous Greyhound bus, the two-tier Greyhound bus, and its logo. He came up with ideas that no one else was able to, because he came up with the secret to getting people to embrace it. He can still teach us to design our products and our sales with just the right balance between the well-known present on one hand and a new innovative feature on the other. If we don't hit that right balance, our users won't embrace or buy the products. His secret was essential to the design of the future, but delivering the future gradually. He designed his famous logos, some of the most recognizable cars of the 40s and 50s and 60s, and refrigerators and locomotives, for his users' present needs and skill level, while pushing the boundaries of design and technology beyond his users' expectations. He called it the Maya principle, M-A-Y-A, most advanced, yet acceptable, which means that Lowy sought to give his users the most advanced design, but not more advanced than they were able to accept and embrace. His quote, "The adult public's taste is not necessarily ready to accept the logical solutions to the requirements if the solution implies too vast a departure from what they have been conditioned into accepting as the norm." Think about that. Not necessarily ready to accept the logical solution to the requirement. It's a solution that they need. But if the solution is too fast and beyond the capability of the user, they're not going to accept it. And you can see examples of this early on. If you look at some fairly famous failures, the Google Glass, which has not become the success it was anticipated. Google thought this was going to be an amazing hit. It was because the whole concept of wearing glasses that literally record everything you do while augmenting what we see with a layer of information, it's too much. It was too much. People didn't like the fact that as you're wearing the glasses, you're recording everyone in the room with you, everyone you pass, every building you pass. It's being recorded and stored. Not to mention, information is being overlaid on top of that. It's simply too much. The Newton tablet from Apple, it was not anything close to an iPad. It was just and information, a supplier of information. It failed because no one had ever seen one before. And they made it too complicated for the user's capabilities at that time. There's some really basic secrets to this. Advance your design gradually over time. Include familiar patterns. Draw on your user's present skills and mindset. And he called it the MAYA, M-A-Y-A. It's a match between the system that you want and the real world as it sits right now. It's a key to success in no matter what you do. Groundbreaking is wonderful. What if your users can't wrap their brain around what you've designed? Doesn't matter how groundbreaking it is. If they literally don't understand it because it's too outside of their realm of capabilities, it's going to fail. Now, this works for anything from your product, your new body armor design, to introducing critical race theory into schools. If you move too far, too fast, beyond your user's capabilities and breadth of understanding, you'll fail. Take, for example, your CSR strategy. We'll be back on that in a minute. Okay. Introduce your CSR strategy. It has to be goal-driven and authentic and achievable, and it has to run on some very basic rules. Get buy-in from your executives. Determine your material issues. Align the goals to company values. Company values, not your values. Because your values might be detached from your company values. Remember, it's not just stockholders anymore, it's stakeholders. The people who work in your building might not agree with your value. The people who live next to your building might not agree with your value. The people who produce the product that you convert and sell might not agree. But most importantly is systems thinking. You have to establish a system, not just goals. Not just, we're going to check off this box at this time, and look, we succeeded. No, you didn't, because if you checked off a box, that it's going to fail. If all you're doing is checking boxes, it's going to fail. You're not working with the capabilities of the people that you have presently. One of the greatest assurances of failure when making a major policy change in your company is saying, tomorrow, everything changes. You're a guarantee of failure. It doesn't matter how much you demand it, how much you need it. It's got to be introduced within the capabilities and breadth of understanding of the people that you work with and that you sell to. Remember this. No matter what you're trying to introduce, understand the people who will use it, their capabilities, and then you will succeed. If you want to learn more about this, reach out to me. I'm Richard Selesky. I'm with Transcontinental University. That's www.tc-university.org. Or just give me a call. I'm on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I look forward to hearing some responses to this. How will you take the time to understand your current people's needs? We can help. Have a good day.